You know, it's funny, the one country that hasn't banned me yet in Europe, Ireland, they've been really just kind of melting down in the media the last couple days. They're just all freaking out and all the stories about how, you know, Pastor Anderson's still coming to Ireland and, you know, whatever. And this is what they keep talking about. Oh, well, you know, he's probably trying to change us on abortion. That's why they think I'm going there. Because they just made abortion legal just a few years ago. It's a new thing. I don't remember exactly when it was, but it was in the last year or two or whatever. And it was like a landslide. I think it was like 2/3 of the people voted for abortion. It was overwhelmingly brought in. I don't remember exactly what the numbers are. But Ireland overwhelmingly brought in abortion. You know, that's the fruit of the Roman Catholic Church, right? You know, oh man, we're all so Catholic over here in Ireland. Well, I thought Catholics are supposed to be against abortion. I thought that's like the only thing people can ever bring up to you good about the Catholic Church. Well, hey, at least they're pro-life. At least they're pro-life, though. It's like they don't even have that going for them. It's like, come on. 2/3 of the people overwhelmingly brought in abortion, and then a preacher is coming to preach. I'm not even going there about abortion. I'm not even going there to preach about sodomites. I'm going there to do soul winning, right? To preach the gospel. I'm there to preach Christ crucified. I'm there to evangelize and knock doors. But these people are shaking in their boots. Oh, no, somebody's going to take away our right to murder babies. Boy, what a sick, depraved, evil country Ireland is. And you know what? Ireland is on its way to hell. Ireland is on a bobsled to hell. Amen. Ireland is a wicked place. Ireland is going to face the wrath of God. Amen. They're wicked. Their idolatrous Roman Catholic Church is wicked. Yeah. Their pagan priest, Papa, is wicked, calling himself Father and dressing like a homo, dressing in a dress, all effeminate and queer, teaching lies and hypocrisy, his conscience seared with a hot iron. Boy, the wicked mother of harlots, abomination, Roman Catholic Church, mystery Babylon religion of Ireland is rotten. And you know what? These bunch of people who voted in abortion, 2/3 of the people are a bunch of rotten people. You rotten, hey, if anybody in Ireland voted for that, they're a rotten person. There, I said it. You're a rotten person. That means more than half of your country is rotten. 2/3 of you are rotten. Wicked. Your country is an abomination. Ireland is a wicked abomination of a place. You say, why are you going there? You know what? I'm going there just to reach a few people. That's why. I'm going there to reach a few people. I'm going there because I know there are godly Christians in Ireland. There are a lot of godly Christians in Ireland. But in the scheme of Ireland, they're a very small minority. But I mean, even just the ones who listen to my sermons, there are thousands of people in Ireland who listen to my sermons. And I'm going there for them. You know, I'm going there for the people who actually love the Lord, who love the Word of God, who love the preaching that comes out of our church or other godly churches. I'm going there for them, to encourage them, to motivate them, to be a blessing to them. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to go out and we're going to knock some doors. And we're going to find, and you know, we're even going to find some of those rotten people that voted in abortion. And you know what? We're going to get them saved. And then they won't be rotten anymore. Then they won't be such a rotten person anymore. But you know what? Right now, they're a rotten person. They're a wretch is what they are. You know what they are? They're a scummy individual. If they're, oh yes, let's vote so we can murder babies. You sick freak.